let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life.
Kick it.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. I'm Troy Harmon, joined by Casey Smith and Logan Daniel, and none other than Kelly Lynn Scalise.
Good morning.
The boss.
Yes.
Tell us what to do.
I've got a couple of investors this week.
Why do you sound so dainty when I say yes? I said, call you the boss, and you act like, no, it ain't true.
I know.
We haven't gotten any cease and desist letters from Springsteen.
Oh,
no.
No. He's the one that puts out that designation she has.
Okay, good.
She's the other boss.
As long as you're paying your dues.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, I pay my licensing fee or something.
Yeah, something like that.
No, I don't know. I just deceptively chipper, I guess, over here.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, deceptively, of course.
Randolph and Jenny have been living on Jenny's pension and Social Security and Randolph's income. However, once he retires at the end of the year, he'll be drawing from his pre-tax IRA. Nearly all of their retirement income will be taxable. And of course, it will get worse when Randolph reaches RMD age. He's currently 65. So he's got a little bit of a window, but they're worried their income will start to affect Medicare premiums and other tax deductions. So they're looking for help.
I gotta tell you where my mind goes immediately.
Yes.
Jenny shortened her name because you know it's not really Jenny. But Randolph doesn't call himself Randy. What's the deal? Kelly Lynn.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to make fun of somebody's name.
I insist on going by Kelly Lynn, you know.
Yeah, you got two.
It is a hyphenated full name there.
Logan's sitting over here with two first names, so, you know, yeah. Everybody's got their cross to bear.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just confuse everybody.
We didn't know the part of it. All right, well, let's get to the important stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so really good question, and a common issue that we run into a lot with our clients where, you know, they've done a good job saving. They have a lot of tax-deferred assets from 401ks, you know, IRAs, et cetera. And now it comes time to start withdrawing the money to live off of, and it's taxable income to them for every dollar they take out of those mm-hmm. types of accounts. You know, depending on kind of the overall situation, they could just start spending from the IRA just what they need. You know, I don't know how close they are to mandatory withdrawal age, but typically there's a window, you know, between retirement, especially now with the mandatory withdrawal age that's been kicked out to age 73 or age 75, depending on when you were born. There may be, you know, 7, 8, 10 years.
Yeah,
before.
My notes say he's 65. So
oh, okay.
He's got
he has a pretty good window to do Roth conversions potentially or begin spending down the IRA.
So spending down the IRA is one option just to kind of go ahead and start taking some of that tax deferred money off the table. You can kind of do a projection and figure out how much income can you absorb before, you know, you're kicked into a higher bracket and starts to impact your Medicare premiums and other deductions like they mentioned in the question. Another strategy that we've kind of run across here lately that has been pretty effective is doing a Roth conversion. And while there's a few arguments against doing that, you know, obviously you're going to pay taxes in the year that you do the conversion. But you can convert, you know, potentially a significant amount to a Roth, or if they already have some Roth money, that might help. And then what you can do is take that Roth and try to generate income from it. So invest it in dividend paying stocks, or I mean, right now with fixed income paying 4.5-5%, you can get a decent yield on it. And there's even some alternative investments that are available within Roths that are paying, you know, anywhere from 7 to 10 to even up to 12% in income. And see, one of the drawbacks to doing a Roth conversion for a lot of our clients, especially when, you know, you've got a substantial retirement portfolio, you're not really at risk of running out of assets. the way that you probably do your distribution order is you're going to spend down your tax deferred money first, especially once you hit RMD age. You're required to take that money out for tax deferrals. And if that's covering what you need to live off of, then, you know, that's probably not the best strategy because you'll never really touch that Roth. And that's kind of the argument people give me when, why would I do a Roth conversion if it's just going to sit there and grow? Yes, I get tax-free growth, but I'm never going to get the benefit of that. All the benefit goes to my kids.
Yeah.
Which is a great estate planning vehicle. It's a great way to, if your goal is to leave tax-free money to your children.
I was going to say, that's awfully nice of the investor to leave.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, children tax-free money.
And up until this year, I think the planning team, I mean, we always viewed Roths as the last bucket,
kind of the
to,
last bucket
to ever pull from.
And that's so, probably true because the most benefit you'll get from the Roth is to let it grow tax-free mm-hmm. for as long as you can. But if you're kind of changing your thought process a little bit and looking at maybe you can set the Roth up for income generation and you can actually spend the income off the Roth to help offset your needs, the goal being that if you can get to a point where you're only spending the mandatory amount from your IRA, you're reducing the amount of the mandatory withdrawal by doing the Roth conversion or spending down the IRA kind of in the early years before you hit RMD age, then maybe your RMD is no longer, let's use an example, let's say your spending is $100,000 a year and your RMD is 75. Well, where's that other 25 coming from? You don't necessarily want to pull more than you have to from your traditional IRA. Because you're going to pay more taxes than is necessary.
You have to withdraw even more to pay the taxes.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So if you can kind of transfer some of that money into a Roth bucket, yeah, you're going to take a tax hit on the front end, but then you can generate income from that Roth. And if you're spending just the income off of it, it still works as an estate transfer vehicle that mm-hmm. You can pass assets to your children or your heirs tax-free, kind of the principle of that Roth, but you're getting the benefit of being able to use that Roth, use the income that's generated from that Roth to offset your other spending. So you're not having to pull more than you have to from your tax-deferred accounts. You could do the same thing in an after-tax account, you know, a brokerage account, but the difference is that's going to be taxable income too if you
sure.
are generating income
yeah.
from a
yep. capital gains,
after tax
yeah.
capital gains or if it's dividends and interest
and,
yeah.
interest
and yeah. some I mean interest income is not as ordinary income, whereas you know most of the time dividends are qualified dividends. That's going to be at the favorable capital gains rate,
right?
But your ordinary income, not to mention a lot of the concern from retired clients or clients entering retirement is IRMA, so it's income that impacts your Social Security benefit or your Medicare. Premium effectively. And so just doing it, getting tax-free income from your Roth helps you from the standpoint of reducing your tax burden during those years. And if you have a substantial window between retirement and RMD age, then there might be opportunities to convert substantial portions of your traditional IRA to a Roth, which will not only be able to give you kind of more income, but it lowers the required minimum distributions as you're reducing the balance of that traditional IRA
right.
portfolio.
Yeah, it's so, based on the balance.
Yeah. I mean, it could on the front end, since they're both 65 and I think 72, mm-hmm. I mean, Medicare premiums could increase if you do a substantial Roth conversion, but it's only a 2-year reduction potentially. So yeah. just consider where your income is today and kind of weigh the benefits.
It would definitely take some planning yeah. and running some numbers and projections just to kind of see if it makes sense. But there is an argument to be made that even though you're, you know, substantially overweighted in your pre-tax retirement, it might still make sense to convert to Roth, even though, you know, the payback might take longer if you're setting that Roth up for income, but just the tax advantages might outweigh kind of that increased timeline. So a lot of considerations, and definitely talk to a financial advisor, but that's one strategy that we've seen that seems to be pretty effective here lately.
So do you know a financial advisor?
I think I know one or two.
We have a few here.
You can probably find them if you give us a call at 770-429-9166. You can ask for Logan Daniel. You can ask for Casey Smith. You could either even ask for me, Troy Harmon, if you wish. I will get you in touch with those two guys. Or Kelly Lynn Scalise,
yes,
who can always connect you with whomever. We'll get you the greatest benefits.
Call up, say I want to talk to the radio show. I'll take care of you.
All righty. Well, where are we going next?
We're going to hit our question mailbag. So stay tuned. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
This has been a production of Hensler Money Talks. All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.